Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 388 slide. Visible translated text is as follows: anybody could have walked from the fourth floor to the second floor all day long. There was no obstruction. A man at the stairway on the third floor can see the second floor in front of the clock. The front doors were unlocked all the morning, and they were still unlocked when I left. When Mr. Denham and Mr. White asked me to saw some timber for them that morning, I went and got the key and unlocked the motor that runs the elevator. I left it unlocked after that. Anybody could have started the elevator running then by throwing in the switch. I am familiar with the floor back there in the metal department. It is a very dirty, greasy, stained-up floor. There isn't a worse one in town. Whenever you walk along there, you will fall down if you are not very particular. The floor has never been washed the 3 years that I have been there. You see the anilines and white stuff scattered all over the floor every day, and the sweepers just sweep it along together. You see spots on the floor quite frequently. We work about 100 girls in the factory. 4 or 5 of them work in the metal room. There is a ladies' dressing room right there where they chipped up the spots, and right across from there is the toilet, not over 6 feet from it. I have seen blood spots frequently, ever since I have been working there around the ladies' toilets and the ladies' dressing rooms. The 4 ladies would always tell me about it, and I have often noticed it when we were working or sweeping or anything of the kind, and I would know what it meant. I would go back and have it cleaned. These spots that Barrett claims to have found, I don't recall having noticed before. They would not have attracted my attention. They were right on the way to the ladies' dressing room. Yes, this man Barrett discovered mighty near everything.